Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
DJ Marky Mark.
DJ Marky
Mark.
In the mix.
DMV, this your boy JB, and I'm on here with another weekly show
you know, every other week I'm on here. JB's Locking In. This is the week of DKR's Autumn Grudge finale going down this weekend at MIR. You got Deion Kennedy Racing throwing down in a major way this weekend at MIR. You got Big Ties, Small Ties. You got Grudge Racing. You got stuff for everyone. I mean, kid friendly event. You know, the boys gonna have some fun this weekend. So, you know, this weekend I wanted to get none other than Brad Diggs on, just to kick it with y'all and let y'all know what's going on this weekend. Cause you know, I heard the Big Tie Racing is going to be back in effect in a big way this weekend at Maryland. So I wanted to get none other than Brad Diggs on and let y'all know what's going on at Maryland this weekend. So with further ado, I think I got Mr. Diggs on the line. So I'm going to get Brad to push that one button for me. Just push that one button and we about to talk about a little DKR's Autumn Grudge finale and what's going on with shootouts, who's locked in. We're going to wrap a little taste. So, Brad Diggs, if you can take your phone and push that one button, we're going to get on here real quick and give everybody a little update about what's going on at Maryland International Raceway this weekend. So let me wait till Brad hits that one button. Let me see. Yep, Brad, all I need you to do is hit the one button on your phone, and I'm going to get you on. All right, I'm waiting. Let me see. He said he hit it. Let me see. Let me refresh my screen. Maybe let's see. Let me refresh my screen. Let's see. Let's see if I can find Brad. Brad, if you can let me know which number is yours. Which number is yours? Text. All right, there we go. I see you. Let's get you open. All right, here we go. None other than Brad Diggs, Mr. Big Tie promoter himself. I got him on the line, fellas and ladies and everyone else, to give y'all an update on what's going on this weekend at Maryland International Raceway. What's up, Mr. Diggs?
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening?
What's going on, brother? I heard there's going to be some good racing going on this weekend at Maryland International, and I was hoping you could give us a little update on what's going to be going on.
Yeah, we should have some good grudge racing. We're going to have a good shootout. We should have, you know, if everybody makes it, we should have at least 12 cars. Could be more, could be less if anybody breaks. But right now it should be 12 of them. We got a lot of locksmiths. You know, we got New York Rob and Scotty G off the trailer, first shakedown.
You're telling me that's straight off the trailer?
Right off the trailer, 12 o'clock. Yep.
Ow.
Yep, that'll do.
Ow.
So they think the track's going to go hot at 11, I think is what Deion said. And so our first shakedown is going to be 12 o'clock, and Rob and Scott are going to go at it. It should be a good race.
Oh, my goodness. I like what you're saying. So you got a DMV car taking on an out-of-towner, not somebody local, taking on an out-of-towner right off the trailer.
Right off the trailer. And, I mean, if both cars, I hope both cars make the trip, because if both cars make the trip, man, I think it's going to be a good drag race. I really do.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I don't think neither car is going to run away from the other.
No, I don't think so either. Nope. They're both slow as hell. I mean, as long as they don't get beside me, they got a fighting chance, you know. But
what you're telling me is the orange car is gonna be there this weekend?
No, I was gonna fix it and bring it. I got all the pistons, I got everything. But I ain't had no help, and I ain't really got anybody to come help me this weekend to even run it or anything. So, and I really wanted to put new rods in it while it was tore down. So I hated to put it all back together, new pistons and all, and then I tear it right back down and put new rods in it. So I'm just going to leave it sit in the garage, and I'm going to run Marky's car, and we're going to try to put that thing in the winner's circle.
So you're telling me Lil Boosie is going to be there ready to go this Sunday?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Well, that's all right. So basically what you're telling me, you're going to be there wheeling something.
Marking them good enough to let me join in with them and get this thing, you know, figured out. And we've been fighting a couple little things that, you know, didn't want to go our way. But every time we run it, we find something else that we didn't see or whatever and this and that. And, you know, I ain't never tuned a car with that system in it. But so we're learning that, but hell, I think I done got it down now. So we still ain't, you know, we're still untested, but I think I went through the computer and everything. I think I got everything figured out. So I believe we should be good to go. Should go A to B this time.
Well, that's all you need, because I think that is a nice fast running machine. So, and I know you're pretty good on the tree, so it's gonna be some good racing down there. Now, look, can you give us a rundown of some of the cars that are gonna be in the big tire shootout that you know of that are gonna be there?
Yeah, so we got Chris Cheek. He's going to be there with the Camaro. And then I'll be on Marky's car. Then you're going to have New York Rob. Then you're going to have Sean Cannon with the gray Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Jones will be there. Actually, we got Mark Jones locked in first.
The Gout. Okay.
And then Matt Sweet's coming back with the Bounty Hunter 55. Gonna get it out this year. So finally,
because Ollie's all right.
Yep, they'll be there.
Okay.
So you got
a nice little. And then is Scotty? All right, let me ask you this: is Scotty gonna run the shootout too, or is he just gonna grill things?
Man, he's supposed to, you know. I talked to Scotty, I talked to Porky, and Ella, and I mean, they seem like they want to race. Be honest with you, Bruce is fucking them up, if you want to know the truth. He's holding them back. I mean, he's their team, so, you know, let them do their thing. I mean, you know, I ain't going to crack on nobody's program, but you know, it kind of sucks because I think Scotty and them, they like to race. And then Bruce is in the mix, and he's trying to, I think he's trying to hold him back. I don't know, but he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer anyway. So Scotty's supposed to run the shootout. I guess as long as Bruce don't screw that up, but you know, I mean, whatever. I tried to run them first round of the shootout, and Bruce wasn't having it. So I went ahead and locked Mark Jones in. So we're running him first round. But then we got Shaq going to be there.
Shaq attack.
He's going to be there.
Yep.
He's had a big win.
The Cobalt.
With the Cobalt. Yeah. I think that was probably an upset or a surprise to a lot of them. But, you know, you can't always win them all, you know. But,
because I'm going to tell you, y'all's class, I'll tell you one thing, Brad. Y'all's class is not, I'll say this, there's no one car that is set so far apart from the others that you can just go and say, oh, yeah, it's his day.
No, not at all. Everybody that runs with us is capable of winning. Everybody.
And that's
all
true.
The cars sit almost alike, you know. All of them are real similar. And they all are capable of running just as fast as the other. Who gets the right that day? You know.
Because you really made a good point.
What's that?
You really made a good point. Now, everybody, and I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm not, you know, I don't do none of that faking for Facebook or nothing. Because I thought that, you know, the Cobalt, I was definitely 100% sold that the Cobalt was going to go through in front of, you know, Shaq Attack. And then little do you see, you know, Shaq Attack takes the win. So I'm like, anything can happen in y'all's shootout. Because, I mean, those, you know, you got the big tires. I ain't going to say they're tricky, but, you know, big tires are big tires. And, I mean, it can be anybody's day, you know, and that I kind of like the shootout because, you know, you're keeping it nitrous, you're keeping it 5 inches smaller. Something for the guys that can't go out there and really go out there and play with the, you know, pro nitrous and stuff like that. So basically something for the local guys and even guys from out of town that used to run, you know, that run back in the day, give them something to have for.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, you know, some people don't like shootouts, some people do, whatever. You know, Bruce always wanted to cut on a shootout, whatever, saying, you know, just grudge race. Well, we try to – so half of the guys in the shootout are grudge racers, and half of them don't care if they grudge race or not, and that's fine too. You know, I mean, that's what makes it fun because we're all in the mix. But instead of going – to the track and thinking you have say two or three lock-ins and you get there and then the other one or two cars are broke and you can't run or you sit there all day and don't get to run or whatever the case is, you know, hell with that. The way we do it, we got the shootout. You show up, you can lock in before you get there, and you can run that lock-in during the shootout, you know. So you can do both.
Right.
You can do your grudge run, and you can run the shootout. So you got double chance of winning money. And, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. But, I mean, so if you bet a man, if you bet him $2,500 first round and you win, then you automatically got $3,000. Because you have won his $2,500, and then you're getting another $500 for the shootout if it's 8 cars. You know, so I mean, and the farther you go in the shootout, the more money you're going to get. So, I mean, you know, to me, I mean, you can, you know, you can do both at the same time, and you can either lose more or win more, but at least when you get to the track, there's racing you can do. You ain't got to sit there and wait on the other guy so he can get his shit together so you can run, you know. And I ain't saying nothing about it. I've been in that situation. Matter of fact, I went to Capitol to grudge race the Cobalt a few years ago, and we got there and made a shakedown, and I should have ran him off the trailer. Made a shakedown, and I burned it up. So then guess what? We didn't get to race.
So, we didn't get to race.
Yeah, so, you know, and it should have never burned up. It just, I forget what happened now, but I don't know, a solenoid hung or something. But, you know, the tune-up shouldn't have burned it up, and it did. So, so anything can happen, and then you don't get your grudge race off. So you might as well, you know, so you might as well do both, and you know you're going to race. I mean, like Mark Jones said, he said, man, we can come to one of your races and run more at that race than we run all year, you know, trying to get a grudge race. So, you know, I don't know why some people don't like the shootout or whatever, but it's not just a shootout. You know, I did this deal with these big tire shootouts because I wanted to be able to race, but I want a grudge race too. So this way we can do both. And if you, for some reason, can't get a grudge race, then you still have an opportunity to win some money.
Yeah. You know, well, hey, Brad, somebody pushed that one button to talk to you, and I didn't want to cut you off because you're a good friend of mine, and I don't never cut nobody off. But there's somebody that has hit this one button, and they are the out-of-towner, and I'm guessing they probably want to touch base with you. 667, ending in 8237. Who we got? Area code 667. Area code 667, ending in 8237. Who we got? All right, I'm gonna leave you open. 8237. Oh, that's probably Florida. Fat Albert, what you got, Fat Albert?
All right, man. I know you and Brad were talking, and, but I'm gonna hit a. You know, I wouldn't be me if I didn't spice this shit up. You ready?
What you got?
Mark Jones gonna slap the shit out of Lil Boosie.
Slap
the shit out. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Mark Jones going to slap the shit out of Lil Boosie. And Daniel Holder and the nephew going to slap the shit out of Scotty G-H-I-J-K-L-N-M-O-P, whatever the fucking letter it is. Going to slap the shit out of that one.
Well, I think that's probably true. But on the other one, you should come see me at the track, and we'll bet on
that. I'm coming to see you.
Yes, sir.
JB, you see how I start some shit when I get on here? I wouldn't be me if I didn't start no shit, JB.
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
We might be struggling, and we might still be untested, but one thing we ain't scared of, and that is to get in that other lane. I can tell you that.
Good report.
But you know one thing about y'all struggling to train to go, because y'all gonna go out. One thing about Marky, Marky will go out there. He'll go out there.
Oh,
now,
oh, yeah.
You know, people pick and say whatever. If a man go out there,
Yeah, yeah. Well, one thing about Marky and Travis and Sleepy and all them, we was fighting it hard, man. We was struggling. But they ain't never give up. You know what I mean? They ain't never give up and say, you know, fuck this, we gotta do something else or whatever. I mean, you know, we hung in there and we kept beating on that keyboard till we kept finding issues and figuring it out, and you know, I don't know. I mean, we might come and run the first shakedown and it not make it down the track. I don't know. But I feel like we've found a issue, and, you know, hopefully now all we got to do is tune it to get it to go fast. So, but, you know, it ain't for a lack of
time. No, and like you say, I mean, you know, grudge racing, see, this is another thing. You made a point. You made a good point. And it's happening down south, and it's just up north. It's happening more down south than it is up north. People always say grudge racing is this, grudge racing dying. Grudge. People, you know what people are doing? People are grudge racing and shootout racing for bigger purses. And in the shootout, what happens if they get paired up with somebody that they know they're going to gamble with, it's a shootout and a grudge race. So it's a double whammy.
Yeah, and that's what people don't understand. We're not just running a shootout. We did this no-time shootout because we want a grudge race, and we'll grudge race every round. It don't matter. We grudge racing the shakedowns. We grudge racing the rounds. It don't matter. As a matter of fact, we got so many people wanting to lock in and wanting to run each other. After first round, we normally only do lock-ins first round. After first round, I'm going to talk to everybody in the driver's meeting when we get ready to draw chips. And if everybody's okay with it and they want to call out in second round, man, let's go for it as long as the car ain't broke. If you call out a broke car, then I'm going to kick your ass out because that's chicken shit. But that's how I mean, so, you know, there's going to be a couple things that, you know, I'm going to talk to the guys and probably change a little bit to make it where if you got a broke car or a hurt car, you're not going to give nobody a win. You know, I got a couple ways around it that I'm going to do that, and I'm going to discuss that with them in the driver's meeting. Because it doesn't happen really too often, but every once in a while you'll see somebody that you know has done hurt something, and then they want to call their buddy out. Well, if I know your buddies, you're not going to fucking call him out. I mean, you know, unless something's wrong. We ain't stupid, you know. So,
I agree.
But, you know.
Now, Brad, to get some more shit started up. Now, being that Fat Albert is going to be there, and Fat Albert is going to be on the mic, if you run out of Mark Jones' life, what would you like?
He's gonna,
what would you like him to say?
Man, he's going to be so fucked up. He's going to drop the mic, probably fall down. Bruce going to be in shoes and shit because he done lost all his money. You know? I mean, it's going to happen. I might as well get ready for it. I can bring a box of tissues if you want, but you might as well get ready for it. Go ahead and get ready.
Who is that? Who is that? I hear somebody.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought. Hey, that's 667 number. 667. Are you on yet?
They probably don't know. You know they hit it, JB.
Well, yeah. I text them. I text the 667. I'm gonna have to go on and mute them. Yeah.
Yeah,
but we had some pretty good racing Sunday though, JB.
Man.
I mean, it's gonna be a good event, you know. Coming to the end of the year, you know, everybody gonna burn the little bit of gas they got left. I'm gonna burn it all.
Well, being that you're on here, Fat Albert, and I know I didn't mean to cut y'all, Brad, but I know you got you got big tire and small tire. Who else is racing? Who else is racing this weekend, Fat Albert?
The races that I got on my list, we got Orange Juice going up against 8-Ball. 8-Ball got the head up clear. What other? Let me read this thing. All right, you got C Murder. This got locked in a couple of hours ago. C Murder and ODB, they locked in this evening. Heads up. I ain't got my list in front of me. I'm trying to do it off my head. I got two more, JB. God damn it.
And then,
as soon as I hang up,
the
show again.
C Murder. Look, C Murder and Pinky.
They locked in.
Yeah.
I got one more. Like I said, if I had my list in front of me, I'm on the highway driving. But yeah, we got some road races that's locked in. And then we got, Lil Boosie and the Gout first round. Then you got Cobalt, Lightning Bolt, and Scotty G. They locked in first round. And that's a shootout grudge race together. They locking in, they grudge racing first round. You win the grudge race and move on up in the shootout, win more money. So, just like he just said, double.
You got a good point there, Fat Albert. You got a good point. But it sounds like you saying Lil Boosie gonna get the Gout. Literally. That what it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah, he gonna,
you said you sound like you're trying to say Lil Boosie gonna leave with the Gout.
His joints gonna swell up. Joints gonna swell up.
Y'all in the way like y'all got the Gout when y'all heads hanging.
JB,
remember, a lot of them are Rambo 3.0. They coming up big time. Rodney Majette with Smoke. They coming up looking for action. So we got a lot of big time from North Carolina. They done already called me. They coming up. So we got some, it's going to be some big tires there, buddy. I'm telling you, them big tires coming.
Well, that'd be good because once we pack Mark Jones up first round, he'll have somebody to grudge race.
Oh, God. No, Brad, that was cold, Brad. You ain't had to say that. God, oh, my. Jamie, he said once we pack him up, he could have somebody else to race. God, no, man.
God, dang.
He didn't have to say that.
Look, I bet you, now, Fat Albert, I bet your boy Rodney Majette is on the phone, too. I know he's listening.
Uh-oh.
Man, he needs
y'all
to
know
get
how Rodney is.
Huh?
I said he needs to get him a 5-inch so he can run with it.
So what you're saying is he don't have enough power to run with the, you being nasty. You digging, Brad.
No.
You digging. You being nasty, Brad. Oh, my God. You hanging. You know what?
Hey.
Brad hanging with Mark and Shooter too long.
You know what's terrible?
I was going
is the
what's going on?
The pin got bigger than a 5-inch and slower than the slowest 5-inch in the world. That's terrible.
Oh.
He can't even run because he's bigger than a 5-inch, and then goddamn can't run with it because he can't hang with it either.
So what you're saying, this is really what you're saying. You're trying to say Rodney got a punk 4-4. That's what I'm hearing. Hold on, where is Kenny Ferguson? Because Kenny Ferguson had a way of saying this. Kenny would say that you would have your daddy motors, your granddaddy motors, and then you had the ones on the shop floor. Oh my God!
With the shelf, JB, how he said it with the one that was on the shelf with the baby motor or something? Or no, the daddy motor. The one that's on the floor is the little baby motor that's on the floor.
Yeah.
That's how Kenny used to say it.
God, sir.
Man, he's in hibernation. He's my damn teammate, and he doesn't win head from him.
I'm gonna tell you, Kenny is into. You have turned slowly. Kenny has become a street racer. He's a street outlaw. He is a street outlaw.
Yeah.
He said he's coming back next year. He said, you know, just getting some things together, parts and stuff come in, but he said he will be back next year.
Oh, yeah, he's coming back. Yeah.
He's coming back. You know Kenny can't be out.
He done got in behind the wheel in that damn streetcar, and I told him, I said, you know, it's two totally different worlds. The big tire track car is fun. It's badass to go fast. But that damn car running on the street, you got to hold that wheel and you got to drive it and work it to the other end. Man, that's fun as hell, too. You know, it's a whole nother world.
It is. It is. I want to know. This is what I want to know, Brad. This is what I want to know. Now, who won your last big time shootout?
The last one that I had, I couldn't make it to. So William Brown stepped up and took it over because it was his race. Without a banks and Chris Cheek won that.
Oh yeah. Now, a lot of people don't. All right. So this is the question I got for you, and I'm gonna spice up a little bit, as like Fat Apple would say. Right now in the DMV, who is the baddest big tire you think right now?
Big tire. Man, I tell you, the only one that's proved it right now would be Chris and Kev for the Camaro. I mean, they've proven. I mean, I know Teachman's done well, too, but, man, you line them two side by side, and I think that newer body style Camaro is going to go away with it. I mean,
I hear what you're saying.
You know, I mean, I think Chris is probably Chris is running good. I mean, he's running good, and he's figured the car out, and he's figured out what tracks take what, and he puts the right tune up in it. He don't have to put a killer tune up in it every time. He just puts the right tune up in it to beat the guy next to him that will go down that track.
You said a mouthful. Because look, I'm gonna tell you right now. That night we were all at Colonial Beach. I'm gonna tell you, his team, everybody that was over there with Chris Cheeks, nobody had any doubts about him and Scotty. There were no doubts.
Nope.
They were waiting for that next day. And Scotty told me himself on this show, it is cop, you know, I can go back and record, it's recorded. Scotty said, if the man beat me again, JB, I can't go back out there. I just can't go back out there. And damn if when we didn't get back. Yeah, I'm not fucking with him. And damn if the next day, motherfucker turned the wind light on. I said, God.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. I had a little bit of money on that deal. I was trying to get there fast enough. Couldn't get there quick enough. I had to call it in.
Somebody to put their hand up. Time to get some shit stirred up. Who got their hand up? 301-401-4376.
You asked for the baddest big tire car in the DMV, so I felt I would raise my hand.
Oh, shit. I know who that voice is. There's a pool player, too. He a pool player, too.
I'm right in the middle of playing in a pool tournament. I had to go outside so I could talk to you. I'm in the middle of playing in a pool tournament.
Come on now, Brad. Listen to the voice, Brad.
I just gaffed him.
Hey, I can't play no pool. You can whip my ass at that, but you're going to have your hands full in the other lane.
I can't tell. You said it was the baddest. JB asked you an honest question. I don't know if you gave I think you gave a political answer. He's a good racer, and Chris Cheeks is I like what he's doing, man. He goes down the track a lot, and that wins races. There ain't no lie. I would call him the baddest in the DMV, though. But you can. It's an opinionated thing.
It is, but he is running.
Sunday
was going to
tell the story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sunday will tell. Right now, he stands as running as the baddest right now. Because who's beating right now this year? Nobody.
He didn't win every race.
I'm trying to think back. I mean, I think he's won pretty much all of them. I mean,
how many races were there? You won one. One didn't complete.
Rained out.
Him and Teacher were in the finals, right?
I believe so. I can't remember.
Now, are you talking about the baddest 5-inch and under?
Yeah, or
just in general.
Yeah, I'm talking 5-inch big tire cars.
Yeah, because I think JB asked it. Maybe that's what JB was asking. I didn't know what his question was.
I know what he did there. I know what he did there. I know what you did there. Now, all right. I see what he did there. Now, the man on the phone is saying he has the baddest no-time big tire car in the DMV. I get it.
It might be, but I'm talking 5-inch. You know, I ain't messing with them 5.2s, 5.3s, whatever. I mean,
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good.
So I wasn't sure what the question was, but now I understand. But I was playing pool while I was listening, so I might misread. But I hope Sunday that we could show that we got one of course, I guess you might not say we're from the DMV since Scott lives in North Carolina, but the 55 is going to make a statement this Sunday. Watch what I tell you. With the Gout first round, we're running him off the trailer, and then we're running Scotty G second round. If you if you're a little short on your bills this week, show up Sunday and bet blue, because I got something to show everybody.
Great, God, Emma.
And if you don't like me, bring the bet to us. We like to take the bet because we ain't betting enough. We're not over trying to overthrow anybody's races and overbet them, but we like to bet more.
Right. Well, we might run into a shootout.
Well, here's what we can do. Here's what we can do. We can have a friendly if we run into each other, we can have a friendly $1,000 side bet. If we happen to run into each other or Cheeks, if we run into one of you two, we'll bet it $1,000 or better. I gave that agreement to the Cobalt. Me and the Cobalt, if we run into each other in the shootout, we're going to bet $2,500 or better.
I'm sure we can work that out. I'm sure we can work that out.
That's fair. I mean, that creates some action, and I think that's friendly.
We're coming in right now untested, but, I mean, we're going to come in swinging, and we ain't giving nobody nothing, you know.
We're untested, too. We're untested, too. We ain't even been out all year. So we got some guaranteed. We're gambling, that's for sure. But that's how I've always raced. We've always gambled. If you look at every race,
JB, you
got to
stop off. You got to stop all that lying.
Five to 10 years.
Show, JB, listen to all these lies on this show, JB. Tell these guys to stop all that lying.
What they lied? What they lied about, Fat Al?
Tom, they ain't been out none
of
this year. I'm just starting some shit.
Now, I don't know, Fat Al. Mister, Mr. One Shot One Kill said they coming, and he said if they draw any of them people, he would like to side bet. Well, and see, that's what we were talking about just now, Fat Albert. People in a shootout. King Grill Drinks. I like it.
We've already locked in money for the first two shakedowns. First shakedown off the trailer and the second shakedown. And if we might would lock, we probably would lock, try to lock in and call somebody out for first round, but you know, I figured that locking three in before you get out, that sounds crazy to me, but I mean, and you got the race pot money, but whoever we run first round, we're willing to bet whoever our opponent is first round. If we're not broke after the first two shakedowns, we definitely will, you know, bet whatever is comfortable for that team. We're coming to gamble for sure, and we feel confident that we'll be a competitor.
He's saying that he's ready to lock somebody in.
You know, I mean, once you get there, talk to him.
What's that, Brad?
Well,
talk to Beastman. He was looking for somebody.
You telling me?
It's the end of the year. It's the end of the year. I'm sure everybody want to get it off their chest. So, like I said, everybody want to burn the last bit of fuel they got left. They're going to burn it up this weekend. So, shit. I think everybody's going to be out there racing. Not burn your motor up.
Get your action on. Get your action on.
That's right.
You know, I was wondering, I was like, man, why is everybody so feisty? Because I'll be honest with you, we weren't sure if we were going to come to this race or not. But everybody was acting so feisty 3 weeks ago. I said, man, we got to come. Now, this is what we've been waiting for. If they'd been acting like this, we would have been out earlier this year.
Hey, JB, hold on. JB, I just got a text, and I'm going to read it verbatim. Verbatim. It said Lil Boosie is a dud. I'm back on mute. I just read it. Uh-oh. It's one of the cars that's in the shootout, JB. Oh, Lord. And all I'm going to say is blue and yellow. I'm back on mute, JB.
We're going to get it, too. And I guarantee you, look, if he don't run no better than he did against Jack, he better put that bitch in the trailer and not bring it back out.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord.
I cannot believe you said that.
Good.
He got drove around.
So the man said, Whatever he did against Shaq Attack is not a, he better do something more.
I think he learned from that. I don't think they're dumb. I think they're pretty smart when it comes to stuff.
Well,
I think he learned from that we ain't none of us to run, because he ain't really run with us a lot. So none of us to run in this little group. We ain't nobody to fuck with. I think he done figured that out now.
The last time the Cobalt ran in that shootout, the 55 dapped him for a pot. See if y'all remember that one at VMP on a shakedown.
I got a picture
of the finish line too. I was waiting to show it.
Okay. Well, he just said he's ready to lock them in. JB.
Whoa.
He just said I'm ready to lock them in.
Okay. Well, tell him. We already did. We already had a confirmation. If we meet, we're 2,500. Bet. So I'm already locked in. Shakedown, second shakedown. What's left?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Me and Daniel already agreed that if I get knocked out first round, he gets knocked out first round, we'll go on a race right there, get a race off right there.
Ow! Hey, Sunday gonna be off the fucking chain, man.
We already negotiated this stuff. See, I don't normally use the talk shows. We've got all races all lined up. We do it in person. We don't need agents. We don't need lawyers. What we need is willing parties to gamble. That's what we need. If we got willing parties that really want to gamble, then we'll make the action happen.
Hey,
don't mean we're going to win.
Brad.
I feel like we are, but we're going to make it happen.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
He's Daniel Hall said he want to lock little Boosie in too.
We already been discussing with him when we gonna do it,
just,
and where, all that stuff. So
he just texted me.
Hey, Fat Albert, before y'all keep talking,
yeah.
I am going to cut y'all off. There's a new number in. He been holding for a minute. I ain't want to cut nobody off. 804, and it's 8779. Your mic is open. 8779.
Man, y'all got me all stirred up. I want to try to play Australia with it.
Oh, shit. Is that Sean? Sean Cannon.
I don't give a fuck who it is. Anybody wants to walk through 500? I think I got who off second round. I'll try any fucking about.
Chris!
I'm talking about. Get him, Tanner. Get him. Anybody.
Who is that, JB?
Come on, you're just lucky.
That?
I'm already locked in with somebody.
That's Sean Cannon.
Okay. I didn't know the
so
four.
Sean got Allen's second shake.
Anybody want to take the shortest one in the crowd?
This motherfucker.
So you
said
the
I feel like him and Cheeks are. I feel like it's a must, Brad. Him and Cheeks ought to do it.
But listen, I know we all
come on, Brad. Put
him
in the box.
But don't let them North Carolina boys come up here. They don't bust their asses. Don't let them get away.
Right. They ain't making it past first round.
Damn. I guess all I can say is good report.
Hey, I'll tell you this. Them boys coming from down south, we're going to make them dig in their pockets if nothing else.
Hey, so who all is coming other than Smoke?
Rambo 3.0. I know they said that Camaro, that burgundy one with the white stripe that Daniel Hall ran last weekend, he coming.
He's 5 inches. He's not saying what he is.
I don't think he's saying. But shit, after what Daniel Hall did.
We'll see what happens. We just might have another surprise there that's not 5 inch. It's a big tire grudge there, car there. So they might have a run. I can't promise or lock nothing in yet, but there's so much going on with the 55 and what that shootout's curtailing. I don't know if I have time to make a pass in another car, but if it's possible and they're there, then we might have something for them if they do show up.
Right.
Hey, somebody, I just want to let y'all know, somebody wanted to get in here. His name is Scotty G. Scotty G, your mic is open.
It's about goddamn time you let me in. I'm listening to all these slow motherfuckers crying. Who the fuck wants the goddamn race this weekend?
We all race.
Probably the people that got locked
in. No.
Hey, Scotty.
JB, hold on. I listen to all these motherfuckers talking bullshit. They ain't going to do nothing. Who's going to fucking race this weekend?
Well, Scotty, I don't know who's the bullshitters, but me and you got a pot locked in, so I guarantee it's me.
So who are you?
I'm the 55, the sniper. We're locked in second shakedown,
cool.
Brother.
No, we good.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
All right, so let me ask you something. I'm glad you're on here. Hold on.
Good.
So now look, the weather's looking fucked up this weekend. What are we going to do on Saturday? That's what I want to know.
I can't do nothing on Saturday.
No,
I got
right.
A memorial. I got a funeral I got to go to. So I'm booked
no,
on Saturday.
I understand. I'm cool with it. I'm asking a
rest. I don't think the weather's
going to
be bad Sunday. There's a chance of a little shower. I don't think that's going to hurt. I wouldn't worry too much about
that. Hey, somebody echoing. Who on the speakerphone?
I'm worried about that shit getting fucked up, so I'm trying to do something on Saturday.
Hey, who's on speakerphone?
Because it's echoing bad.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to do something Saturday, but I don't know. You know.
All right, there we
but
go.
But look, Scotty, that weather Sunday, I've been had an eye on. It might be a little shower, but nothing major. I think we're gonna be all right Sunday. I really do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
I don't think that's a problem.
But I'm hoping.
I don't
you
know what track we'd be able to go to Saturday if I could, but I don't know where we would be able to even go. Because it's a Mopar race, and if you ain't a Mopar, I don't think you could race there Saturday.
Nah,
right.
Don't worry, dog. Scotty G can do anything, I promise you.
Oh.
So we can lock. If anybody wants to lock in something, let's get it done Saturday, just so we don't have to wait for Sunday, just in case.
Don't you got another race coming up the final weekend somewhere?
Yeah, if my kid is still alive, I got to go to Piedmont.
Yeah. I'm going on mute because there's a helicopter taking off the time.
So, Piedmont's what, the 29th?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that following Sunday.
Okay.
Because I'm looking to do something there, too, if my kid's still running. But listen, if you guys feel Sunday's going to be good, the weather, I'm willing to do something Saturday.
Right. I'm looking at the weather now. I don't think it's gonna do anything.
That's what I was looking at. I really don't.
And I think we're gonna be okay on Sunday. I do.
Do you think Sunday's gonna be good?
Yeah,
I think so.
I really do, Scott. I think Sunday's gonna be real
All
good.
Right. No, if it is, I'm good with it. But I'm still looking to race goddamn Saturday. I ain't gonna wait. Who's coming up early?
I'll be there.
Who that? Where's my man Brad? Yo, Brad, you on here?
That's me. Huh? I'll be there.
Who that?
That's Brad you talking to.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, I can hold him. Brad, you going to be there Saturday?
I'm going to be there Saturday. I just don't know if they'll let us run.
Why can't we run? Let's do something. Instead of waiting, we might not mean to get in the damn shootout. Fuck it, let's do it Saturday.
Well, I don't know if they're going to. I mean, I talked to.
What are you thinking?
Well, being this Mopar week, whatever.
Wait a minute, that's Mopar Day. Ain't that Mopar Day Saturday? I'm looking at.
You ain't gonna worry about Mopars, bro. I got everything that under control.
I don't think they
is
running.
561, your mic is open. 561, just let you know your mic is open.
Is that my dog? Is that my dog?
Scotty, I just PayPal'd the dude for Saturday. So anybody wants action on Saturday, just say lock.
There you go. Now, where's my man Brad?
Oh, that no good Porky on. That no good, no good.
Hey,
Porky. Okay.
Yo.
Porky, I just asked Brad if he wants to do something Saturday.
Brad, come on, let's do it Saturday.
Man,
we good. We can run on Saturday if you're going to be there.
I don't think they're going to let it. I talked to Chris Higgins.
You didn't listen. I just sent the dude a PayPal. We are good. All we got to do is buy a tech card. That's it.
There you go.
Really? Well.
Now, who's in?
I mean, I'm down for it, but I got to talk with Marky and him. It's obviously not my car, so.
Goddamn, Marky.
But hey,
the whole goddamn week they were talking about racing.
Man, I wanted y'all first round so bad. So I got Marky.
You can have us first of the whole weekend.
That's right. You got Saturday.
You don't want to run me Saturday because then your feelings going to be hurt all fucking day Sunday.
It's okay. Don't worry about my feelings. Hey, Porky, tell them.
We drink too much Captain to have our feelings hurt.
That's right.
Hey, when are y'all coming? For real.
No, we're coming up Saturday.
Saturday
afternoon, maybe late.
Okay. Well, we're going to be there all day.
So come on, man. Let's lock in. Let's do something.
I ain't trying to lock at it. I know we can do it.
Hey, Matt, you in the pool hall?
That's not me, brother. Whoever's got that noise is not me.
Okay.
Nah, that's somebody. Hey, Sean, is that you with the background?
Nah, I'm on mute.
All right.
I ain't got nothing playing in the background.
No, nah, me neither.
All right, Dick.
All right, Hey, Paul, so who's coming Saturday?
Jump somebody off the trailer.
I think Brett, you're going to be there Saturday, right?
JB, find out who got that background, JB. Find out who it is.
Ah, damn.
Yes, hold on.
I can't tell.
No, it ain't background. It's somebody on speakerphone.
Yeah, right. But look,
yeah,
got that
echo.
Party going on.
Somebody got a party going on in the back.
Yeah, it's Scotty's story. He got a party going on. That's what it is.
Well,
that's what
it is.
Normally
it is.
There you
go. But it ain't being inside.
Well, it went away. So if it come back, we know who it is. Ain't but five mics open.
So, Porky, we're going to be there Saturday afternoon. Who the fuck is coming?
Hey, Scotty. On Saturday, after y'all done at the track, I get done with this funeral. Y'all play any pool or anything? I got a pool hall about 10 minutes from the track.
No.
Y'all do any game on like that?
Hold on.
You know what?
Do you serve Captain?
Yes. Hey, I'm at my pool room right now.
All
I'm going to take a picture of a whole shelf of Captain Gordon. Hold on. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you.
All right, go ahead.
Well, shuttle buses and shit? Because we're going to need a ride.
They gambling, I will. Shit.
Hey,
do you party, I will ride.
Yeah,
party
one
buses.
Race, you got a football.
I mean,
it's like 10 minutes from the track and wants to come.
I don't think I'm bringing
well,
the smart one. I think I
right
ain't walking.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
we can get you to and from, yeah.
Well, look, if Matt got all these, I know he got midget strippers.
Hey, look.
Nah, I don't got that. Nah, I can't promise you all that. Hey, I just took a picture, boy.
Come on, dog. Damn, a midget
look at that.
God, dog.
Porky, now I'm going to just send you a picture of the pool room.
Oh, dog.
Porky, what do you got going on?
He's got just as much. He don't have the handles, but he's got just as much as we got in the trailer.
No, you know what? I'm good with that. My man Matt, you know what? He offered. We got to take him up on his offer.
That's right.
Somebody got that party going again.
I know.
That's Matt.
That was me.
I'm good with it.
That was me this time. Now, that was me,
no,
I'll be honest, because I walked out to take
– Hold on.
I went out
there.
Yeah, that
Matt,
was me.
I'm good with it, bro. Keep that damn party going.
I hear you.
I walked out of the back office and just sitting all pitching.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Back in here on Thursday night.
That looks good,
man. I'll tell you what else we got, JB.
What
you might like this. We got indoor cornhole boards at the place.
Oh, God.
That's my beat.
And they do gamble at that, too.
Lord. Hey, Porky, they're going to get us fucked
up. Saturday night, if y'all want to have a good time, I can accommodate y'all for that time. Yeah, we got a full restaurant bar. We call it a lounge, but it's 12,000 square feet. It's a nice place. Got 8 pool tables, 6 cornhole boards, shuffle bowls.
God damn, man. Now we're talking.
We got some good-looking waitresses and bartenders, too.
Oh, my God.
One of them's my daughter. I got to control y'all. One of them's my daughter. So I got to make sure I point her out. Don't mess with her.
Yeah. Now, you know what?
put a name tag on
you
her.
You probably won't want to mess with her because she used to box. She was a boxer when she was younger.
Now, listen, dog. None of us need to get beat up. We good.
I'm just kidding.
Look. Matt said something about partying, and somebody hit another person. Hits the one button. 240-1704.
Hey, JB. Hey, Matt didn't give y'all the commercial, so I'm going to give it to you like this. It's called Action Lounge. Hell of a place. No ruckus, none of that shit. If you want to go over there and chill, go ahead.
There you go.
It's a hell of a place.
Thank you, my man.
And I'm
thank
not
you, my man.
Hey,
Porky.
Hey, JB.
Porky, right?
Hey, JB.
Porky, write that shit down.
And if you want to know my name is Twin, and I've been there 1,000 times, and ain't been
what's
no ruckus.
What's up, Twin? What's up?
I'm gone.
Yeah,
I can't call.
What's going on?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate the shout-out.
Not a problem, Matt. Man, you got a hell of a spot, bro. I've been there 1,000 times.
Yes, sir.
So what he telling all of y'all, ain't nothing but the truth. I'm gone, JB. I'm on mute.
Ow!
Yeah, we are about 10 minutes from the track, and it is a nice place. But I didn't come on here to try to talk y'all to come there because I like to gamble. I like to gamble at pool or cornhole, all kinds of shit. I like to get it on.
But look,
so,
hey, Matt,
I'm looking forward
Matt,
to you guys
you
coming
just,
up, man. I'm glad y'all are bringing this to the racing scene in our area. Thank you.
Well, let me tell you something, Matt. Let me tell you something about what you just did. And Scotty knows we used to be on the road. I remember back, a few years ago. You know what you just did? You gave – see, people usually get to an event a day before. And usually what happens when people go out of town, you just gave everybody a place to go the day before,
have fun,
talk shit, and really, really have fun, man. Just have fucking fun.
No, for real,
that's
man.
What a lot of people don't do.
JB.
I reached out to Porky and extended that offer, you know, prior to, and it's offers open to any racer when they come into town. We get a lot that do come through here, but, you know, I don't really get on. I haven't really been out there racing a lot. I've been focusing on business, but we're back in the racing game right now, buddy. Hope to have both of our cars at the track. We're definitely going to have the 55. We might have my 69 there, too. We're trying our best. And so... You know, we're going to try
God
to bring
damn,
action
dog.
The remainder
I'm,
of this year
listen,
and next
I'm sitting
year.
Here looking. I'm looking at these pictures of all the crab man, Scotty. Oh, man, he's distracting. You
looking
see what they're doing, right, Scotty? They're distracting.
Got oysters,
distracting
we got crab
me.
Cakes.
Hey, Paul. They,
yo.
They
what
do
I'm going to do is I'm going to fatten Scotty up real good to slow that car down. Because I don't want to just beat him. I want to gap him. I want to feel like I can win. Now I want to put the gap on them. I'm going to get about 10, 20 pounds in them.
Porky, they doing what they got to do. And I'm loving it.
Man.
Great match.
He knew how to get us. He knew how to get us.
Hell yeah, bro.
He knew how to get
one
us.
One thing
happened, we can either win or lose.
That's exactly. Right. Ain't nothing. Well, what Matt is really doing is he's giving y'all a place to go because when you go home Sunday or Monday, y'all can say, well, at least we had a good time at Matt's house. We might have lost
that's,
race.
That's for real.
At least we had a good time at
Matt's house. I would suggest you eat real good Saturday night, fill up the vehicles full of fuel. That way, after we empty the pockets,
right.
You can get back home.
Way to go, man. Matt, that's how to... Matt, that's how to think of your fellow racers. I mean, way to go, man.
And they're going south.
That's
they're going
real.
South. If it really don't go well for you, you're going south. There's a real big bridge. If you jump off that bridge, you're for sure done. So therefore, you know, you don't have to worry about not making it and being in a wheelchair or something. So jump from the top of that one, you're safe.
Oh shit, that's cool.
Hey, Scotty.
Damn.
Been down here terrorizing these DMV guys, but but you ain't really got to the DMV yet. You just played some of the second fiddle guys.
But listen,
you didn't really hit the first string this weekend, buddy.
All right, hold on.
First string's coming in.
All right, hold on. You got to admit, am I trying?
Hey, you're doing.
Oh, yeah,
I like what you're doing. I've applauded what you're doing.
No,
you're out here racing.
Just
I like
just
it.
Just say, you, Scotty, you trying. I'm trying my best. Now, if nobody comes to race me, what am I supposed to do? Am I right?
Oh, we're going to race.
I don't.
We're going to race.
I gave you. I applaud what you did. I thought I like the action. I like that you created action. You
there
talk
you.
Shit and you backed it up.
That's a good thing. That's
and,
exactly.
And we plan
right.
to do the same thing. You know, hopefully it goes
no,
that
no,
way.
No, that's
and that's
what
we plan
about.
To do. Yeah,
that's what
it.
It's all about.
It ain't no more
that's
to it.
You know,
I'm not going to
no,
talk about 100%. Your work or your family or
no.
none of that stuff. All I'm going to talk about is
no,
getting back
no, no,
in the
no,
light.
No.
Try again. If you 100%. Beat me, I'm going to look for the next race I can get back at you.
No. And we the same way. You know, everybody knows that.
I believe
you. Know, all
I like
this,
what you're bringing to the game.
Nah, you know, we try, man. It's just about fun. That's all. That's all it is.
Like
win or lose. Don't matter. We just trying
yep.
to bring some action. You know what I'm saying? The end of the year is coming. We just trying, man. That's all.
Well, if we don't
hey,
hurt
heard,
stuff
heard
we're,
about
we're, after this race. What's that?
I heard something about smoke coming. Smoke and
Wait. We looking for smoke. Hey, listen.
Yeah,
Rambo 3.0.
At Rambo.
Hold on. Hear me out. We looking for smoke. Fuck smoke. I don't know what fucking motor he has, nor do I care. We're looking to run smoke. Fuck that goddamn out at DMV. I don't know where the fuck he even comes from. We from goddamn Florida. But we're looking to run. I'll run that motherfucking Saturday. Head the fuck up. Pass it along.
Mm.
And I know we got a bigger motor, but I don't care. Let's do it.
Hold on, Scotty. Give me 3 minutes. I'm gonna give you your wish. Hold on.
Hey guys, I'm gonna get back on here, but I gotta play another. I gotta play another pool match. I'll get back on after.
All right.
Hey, Fork, who was that?
Huh?
Porky, who's giving me my wish?
Fat Albert.
I don't even know who that is.
He's running the DMV. He does a lot
no,
of announcements.
No, cool. I just don't know the names. You know me.
He gonna be the announcer.
Let him get on the damn line. Let's get somebody's damn. I'm pulling him an out of towner. You know what I mean? Hey, Paul, we represent the DMV right now.
That's right.
How you figure that?
Should we go? Is this smoke from out of town?
Do what?
Am I right?
This ain't smoke.
No, I'm saying is this smoke from out of town?
Oh, yeah. He's from out of town. Oh, so you saying you're representing us?
Nah, I'm representing the damn DMV. I'm going to whip his ass.
God damn it. JB, I had Rodney on the line smoking a lot, but he won't let me add him in. God damn it.
Oh, what do you mean he won't let you add him in?
Hold on. Is he on the call? Is he on the show?
No. I called him. So I told him that Scotty G was on here talking shit. He said he's coming up here to
That's
pull
right.
a fur off your motherfucking ass. Yeah.
You see how fast he hung up on you, right?
Hold on, let me try him again.
I'm
going to try to merge. I got to get him on here. Hold on.
Come on, get him on.
Oh, man, I got to hear this, man. Oh, Smoke said he wants some smoke.
He ain't going to do shit.
I got to hear this.
Smoke ain't going to do nothing. He ain't coming.
Man, all right, let's see. Fat out.
Hold on.
You get him up?
Rodney, you on here?
Uh-oh.
You on here, Rodney?
Yeah, I'm up here. I'm right here.
Scotty G is on here talking shit. I had to let him know that Fat Albert can make it happen. He talking shit, Rodney. I'm going to let you go ahead and handle it from here. All right, Scotty. I told you I'd make your wish come true.
All right, Rodney, you coming up Saturday to take this ass whipping?
I'm coming up Sunday to get to give you an ass whipping.
Man, come on. Stop it, son. Sunday's possible rain, man. Come on Saturday.
I'm coming Sunday to get you to give you a fucking ass whipping. We work down here. All right,
what time? All right, hold on. All right, I'm through with that. What time? What time
we
you think?
We're going to be there around, I think, what time the track open?
JB, what's that track?
Gates, what time we going to get him, Porky?
We'll be there right about 9 or 10.
All right, Porky, what time do we want to lock him in?
Y'all going to have to wait until you lose first race.
What do you mean we got to wait?
Y'all gotta run Rob off the trailer.
We got Rob.
Yeah. Second shakedown.
Hold up, Porky, what time we gonna lock him in?
Yo. What you wanna do?
No, what time you think? We get him early. We can do him first thing.
We got off the trailer. We got Rob off the trailer.
Oh god damn. Fucking up all my goddamn. Man, you better get New York Rob.
Wait the fuck a minute. What do you mean by fucking up all your what? Man, you better get by his ass. Cause if you get the fuck by him, you ain't gonna fuck with Smoke.
Hold on, you ain't gonna fuck with Smoke.
We're gonna take care of your ass. We're gonna take care of Daniel Hall ass at the same fucking
date. Forget about Daniel Hall.
Oh,
hey, Porky. Porky, what time? Lock him in.
After the shootout.
Pick a time, Porky.
We're not gonna stay up there all fucking day. Cause we're gonna fucking work.
You.
We gotta go to work Monday.
Thank you.
We're not gonna stay up there all fucking day.
Then
I agree.
You can come Saturday
now,
night and get
you.
Why the fuck we gonna come?
What's
didn't
time,
the fuck
Porky?
I just tell you we work on fucking Saturday? We work fucking Saturday.
No, you better call
what
out.
And I can't come Saturday anyway. I got to go to a funeral, so I can't come Saturday anyway.
Nah, it's
so Saturday's right. Definitely out of the question.
All right, so Porky, what time are we going to lock him in?
We got to go out to shoot.
We're
going to
this is what I'm telling you. We're coming.
What?
When you and Danny Hall are supposed to race, right? You and Danny Hall are supposed to race to shoot out, right?
Fuck
Daniel. Listen to what I'm saying. You and the Cobalt are supposed to race in the shootout, right? Y'all
Maybe.
Race at 2 o'clock. From what I understand, y'all supposed to race at 2 o'clock.
Right.
There's no
who
time
the fuck
on
ever, Who the fuck? I just heard it was a 2 or 3 o'clock, one of them.
All right.
2 o'clock.
So which one? Is it a fucking time or isn't no fucking time?
Y'all, Matt Moe, you running Daniel Hall first round, Scotty. Aren't y'all running first round?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. You supposed to run Daniel Hall first round, right?
Yeah, but okay.
So wait a minute, say it again. Do y'all even know what you're running?
We are
supposed to run
in
the first
Daniel
round, right?
Hall for Sunday.
Y'all supposed to run the first
on,
round,
on.
Right?
Yes.
You and the Cobalt are supposed to run the first round. So
yes.
Whichever one of you motherfuckers getting out there first, that's the bitch we ask we're going to jump on.
Hold
and then
on.
We'll
whoever loses?
And then we'll take the motherfucker after that.
So what happened?
Would you say
whoever loses? Hold on.
Whoever loses first, we'll take the loser first, and then we'll get the fucking winner next.
Hold on.
Good.
So
God,
Porky.
Well, you better call Daniel
Porky.
Then.
Hold on. Anthony will whip Daniel's ass, that he ain't going to run us.
So we got locked in there after Daniel.
You ain't going to. That Cobalt going to skin your ass up anyway. That Cobalt probably skin your ass up anyway. You probably going to get it first. It don't matter to us who win or lose. It don't fucking really matter.
All right, Porky, lock it
we
in.
We're gonna take the loser first.
That means you ain't gonna race me then.
What the fuck are you talking about? Are you fucking listening?
We're gonna race you after Daniel.
And then he's gonna race the winner after he raced the loser. He said he'll race the loser first, and then he'll race the winner. afterwards.
All right, so you got Daniel first, and then you got us after Daniel.
You ain't going to beat that fucking Cobalt. He probably skin your ass up. Oh, it's just, oh, girl, we don't give a fuck which one of y'all with. We don't give a fuck which one of y'all with. That Cobalt probably skin your ass up.
I know it's close to Halloween.
Ain't no fucking
about it, ghosts and goblins.
So listen, so let's go before the goddamn Cobalt.
Ain't no fucking about us. Either one of you, either whichever one of you, whichever one of you, that's okay. I'm gonna tell you this though, we ain't gonna sit around all fucking day after we run the loser. We ain't gonna sit around all fucking day.
I hear you. So let's lock in.
What the fuck you talking about locking in? Motherfucker, we gonna be up there in the fucking way.
What time?
What the fuck you talking about?
What time?
We already locked. It don't matter what go. We are.
Listen,
like I said,
I ain't
man,
we're going to
fuck me there. Say
hey, Porky, fuck the shootout. We'll lock him in right now.
Okay.
An hour
after Daniel.
Now he sound like Bruce.
You heard me, Smoke?
What do you say?
He said the second round
of the shootout.
They're going to run you an hour after they run Pete, after they run Daniel.
That doing the shootout, after shootout.
No, listen. They say,
but it don't matter. That's fine with us. That's fine.
Okay.
We're ready. We're ready after you run the Cobalt.
Yeah, 1 hour.
All right. What do you want to do?
What time y'all gonna run the Cobalt?
First
you
round.
You got egg bread.
2 o'clock, right? You gonna run at 2 o'clock?
Hey,
you gonna run? You all gonna run at 2 o'clock, right?
Hey, Brad,
yeah.
What's first round of the shootout?
First round of the shootout, we're going to be called to the lanes at 2 o'clock. Probably go down the track maybe 2:10.
And then after first round, what are you thinking, hour each round?
Yes, because we're going to try to get it done before it gets late.
Yes.
Get cold, yeah.
So
Rodney.
I mean,
so we're planning to be... we're not gonna sit around all fucking day. We're gonna be gone by 5 by 6 o'clock.
Oh yeah,
by 6 o'clock.
Three o'clock. 3 o'clock.
He gotta go to work, and my ass gotta go to work. We're gonna be gone that bitch by then.
Okay, hold on. They say about 3 o'clock, Rodney. They say about at least no later than 3:30.
No later than 4.
There you go.
Oh, 4. Okay.
No later than
4 o'clock. You cool with that, Rodney?
There you go.
No later than 4 o'clock.
No later than 4 o'clock.
We'll run no later than 4 o'clock.
Well, that'll work out because then after this round, we'll know who won between y'all and the Cobalt, and then we can work that out.
There you go.
There you go.
We'll see y'all Sunday.
All right.
I mean,
that lot, Rodney?
What are we locking in for?
Mother.
What did they say, Rodney? They said, what you locking in for?
I'm going to talk to him about that because he's getting into it, so we'll figure that out before. Like we told Pete, we're going to let everybody know everything on Saturday. We're going to let them know everything on Saturday, so we'll figure it out.
Oh, Lord, fuck. You hear this, fuck?
Man, get the fuck out of here. There you go with that bullshit. What the fuck is wrong with you, motherfuckers? What the fuck, Jackie?
You hear that,
fuck? Bitch, got up.
Rodney, you better bring me something to eat.
If I'm saying, motherfucker, we don't tell no fucking lies. If I say we fucking come to race, we gonna come to race. That's one fucking thing.
Rodney,
we gonna
you
do.
Better
we don't back down for no fucking race. Like I fucking said, we gonna be there and we gonna do this. We gonna take the Cobalt. I guess that's what y'all saying. You want us to run the Cobalt first and then run y'all second. Is that what we gonna do? Cobalt first and then y'all second.
Brad, you hear this? We're looking to lock in, and now we got to wait.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? Is your motherfucking ass going to be there? Is your ass going to be there? Huh? I just asked you a fucking question. Is your ass going to be there? Huh? Is your motherfucking ass going to be there? If you're going to be in the fucking Grimsons, we're going to be in the fucking Grimsons.
I'm over here rolling.
What motherfucking difference does it make? Huh? And I just motherfucking say gonna be there. So hit me, so mentally with that other bullshit, crazy shit y'all talking about. Well, see you motherfuckers on Sunday, bitch.
Hey, Greg, I guess
you
gonna
lock
to
in? At least bring me a plate.
Oh my God, Lord have mercy.
You gonna bring me a plate?
You see? Oh Lord.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Lord. Y'all done made the man hang. Hey, JB. Scotty and Porky made the man hang up. God damn.
Now listen. Hey, JB. You know he ain't coming now.
Yo,
he ain't coming.
He hung up.
He ain't coming.
He ain't coming.
He
ain't coming.
He ain't coming.
He ain't coming.
Pat Albert.
Yeah.
You got Tony's number?
Tony 10.
Do I got who number? Tony, let me see.
Tony 10.
Tony 10. I ain't got Tony 10 number. Hey, I know who. Hey, Pete, send me Tony 10 number. Lord have mercy. That one funny right there. That was the most funniest shit I ever heard. God,
what's
Lord,
Daniel
man.
On here? What's Daniel doing?
Daniel,
hit the one button.
He said Daniel.
Everybody calls him Pete. I call him Daniel. But you know we got to be difficult. You know we got to be different.
Oh, Lord have mercy. He asked Scotty, are you going to be there? Are you going to be there?
I ain't gonna be there.
Scotty coming. He just said, "Yeah, Scotty ain't coming." God, almighty Jesus!
I'm in a damn shootout. He's asking me if I'm coming.
Hey, he asked if you coming. Lord have mercy. Good God Almighty. JB, that didn't go the way I planned it. God, almighty, that did not go.
damn.
Yeah, that didn't go as planned.
Right,
that didn't go as planned.
Yeah. Because, look, when I called him, he said, click me in. I want to say something. Click me. I said, okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Okay, here goes Tony Tran number. They just sent it to me.
Okay. Big Tie Chronicles.
Hey, Brad. The way it's looking,
yeah.
I might not be in the damn shootout.
Man, you already locked in.
I don't matter, but if I keep getting all these goddamn races, what am I going to do? You going to wait for me?
No.
All right,
then. You can't do that, though, because that's some fuckery. So if you run the
I want to come run with you guys, but goddamn, I'm trying to make some action here.
If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have this action. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's true.
So you got
it's true.
So,
well,
true, but God,
I can tell you one thing, Scotty.
Big tire back. And the only way we're going to do that is keep this car count rolling. That's it.
Yes, sir.
It's the only way. I mean, and fuck what everybody else said. If we don't keep the big tires rolling and keep the car count up, then it's going to hell and it's going to go away. And as soon as it goes away,
true.
The grudge will go away. And it's fact.
No, I'm with you.
I mean, it just is. It's just the truth. I mean, the big tires were fading away. They were going away.
Yeah.
And then the mag stopped, and then there was nowhere for big tires to go race. Nobody was showing up grudge racing. I started doing the shootout deal. And then we started getting people to show up. And then we started getting grudge racing. And then now look at it. It's getting bigger. So we got to keep it going. We got to keep it going. Well, we ain't going to have nothing.
No, I agree with you 100%. Listen, we in. You know we trying to support.
Right. I mean,
all
I'm
right.
just saying.
Hey, big Tony fan.
You guys,
ain't answering the phone.
If you guys were to back out of the shootout.
Thank you,
really fuck. So here's what would happen. You would either run the Cobalt first round, and if you won. Okay, and if you win, and then you decide not to run the shootout, you're going to give somebody else a bye, and that ain't cool. That ain't right. I mean, unless the car is different. You know what I'm saying? And then if you don't run the shootout period and you got Pete first round, that fucks up y'all's lock-in. And then, you know, that either pulls two cars from the field or
– yeah.
I don't know if I've got anything locked in, Punk out, or whatever. I don't know. But, you know.
Be trying, man. Don't let me feel bad. Be trying.
I'm just trying to bring the big tire shit back. And if I can't get no support help to do it, then fuck it. I'm going to throw the goddamn towel in. I'm going street racing. You know?
I hear that.
So. I mean, I like street racing. I've always done it, but I like this big tire racing too, because sometimes you like to go fast. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we can run pretty fast on the street, but not as fast as we can go on the track.
Hell yeah!
All right, Tony ain't answering the phone, so he might be asleep. I don't know.
Yeah.
that shit was Dang. Funny. Lord have mercy.
They done pissed Smoke off. He done cut. You know, Smoke started smoking. God damn.
I got.
Oh,
hey,
he
got me.
But JB, how the hell he gonna keep asking Scott? Are you coming? Are you coming?
Oh Lord. Hey, you know what's sad though? Smoke is so fucking slow for a 5'2", 5'3", whatever he is, bigger. It sucks we can't beat out. It ain't like he can beat nobody. You know?
Nah, I don't know about that. I don't know.
Huh? But rules are rules.
He's coming. I believe he's coming, but Rodney just don't like to lock in. He just want to do it at the track. I mean, guys ain't doing that these days, right? And I keep trying to tell him that you got to lock in. You can't say, well, we'll do it at the track, you know.
Especially if you're going to travel.
You got to think. Scotty mess around and say, oh, yeah, it's locked. All right, but you say it's locked, no money up. Scotty come and you come. You got a shorter distance travel, and you like, shit, well, I ain't lose no money. Scotty ain't getting shit.
Right. Exactly. That's what I try to tell him. You know, I mean, guys want to lock in. You can't do that. I will do it at the track. You're going to be there anyway, so guys don't do that no more.
Nah. You know, if both cars on the property, I get it. But, you know.
Yeah.
Now watch. I'm going to tell y'all how this is going to pan out. He's going to come, and there's not going to be any money locked in. So then say something happens and Scotty can't race or whatever. Yo, we had a race locked in. No, you didn't. No money was up.
Right.
Yeah, no money was up.
Hey, listen, we're trying. That's all. But I hope he comes, because once he's on the property, then maybe something could happen. No, but then, you know, something could happen then, you know?
Right.
All good.
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's going to be a lot of good racing. I mean, shit.
Hopefully.
And we got, man, it is going to be. You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. Man, everybody that comes and runs these deals with us, man, they're loving it, and they come back. So
yeah.
You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. I mean, ain't nothing better than to enter and get a chance of winning good money, and then on top of that, you grudge race all the way through it, can win, and you win money that way too, or you lose it. You either go home with a fat pocket, or you go home broke. So don't bring no more than you don't want to lose.
But you had some fun. But you had some fun doing it. Win or lose,
there you
go. Some fun doing it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Kind of looked
You got Sean running shakedown.
I'm still trying to get somebody to come goddamn race on Saturday. Fuck it. Let's do something. For real. Let's put a little show on Saturday. Let's try to do a little something. Ain't nobody talking nothing.
I mean, we'll be there. I mean, we just got to now, we just had to see if they'll let us run and see what the guys want to do. I mean, I know we wanted to run you. We just got to. We ended up finding us a lock-in fifth round, and, you know, we just got to see what's going to happen from there.
All right, we got to do something, goddammit. Do something. We're going to be there. So you boys probably be there Friday, but we're going to be there Saturday afternoon. You know, probably late. What time the track close on Saturday? About 8, 9 o'clock?
Shit, they'll probably run to 11.
Oh, all right, cool, because, you know, me and Porky getting there late, so... Oh, we're trying to do something.
Right. Yeah, they'll probably run till 11. So you ain't going to be there till late on Saturday.
Yeah, in the afternoon sometime. We don't know what time we're going to finally get there. No,
gotcha.
Not too late. You know, in the afternoon.
Right.
Then we get over there and then maybe we can do something 3, 4 o'clock maybe.
Well,
as long as it's before our drinking time. We got to be at Matt's.
Mm. We got to go support Matt now.
Right. He's going to have to send us a limo or something over there to pick us up.
You know what? You know what, Brett? You're right. Fuck that. I ain't driving. You know what? We got to mention that shit. Fuck it. Hey, weekend at the party, I said we had a goddamn party bus driving everybody around. So, fuck it. Matt got to do the same thing now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We support him. He got to give us a party bus.
There you go. All right, we in.
Shit. Yeah. I don't know what time we're going, what we're doing yet, but... We'll be there Saturday for sure.
You're going to be there, yeah, for sure?
Yeah, we're going to be there Saturday. I just don't, like I said, I don't know what we're doing. We need to.
Man, Brett, we got to get something going, goddammit. Something.
Right.
Something.
Man, I'm itching to let go.
Listen, once we start drinking, there ain't going to be no goddamn racing, I promise.
Nope. We can race fucking golf carts.
Nah, fuck that, man. Damn. You motherfuckers are trying to get me hurt. I can't be doing that.
Hey, look, we can lock in a golf cart, Ray.
Uh-uh.
Huh?
Fuck that. I'm staying right on the goddamn sidelines.
Shit. Yeah. Well... I'm trying to look here to see who all we got locked in. So, Shaq.
Yeah, man. We got to try something goddamn Saturday. Man, I'm coming to town, goddamn it. Somebody, something. I'm figuring me and you, like, man, fuck, we should do that shit Saturday, man. Fuck it, front of the goddamn... couple of fans out there that are going to be there.
It'll be all them weird-ass things, the Mopar guys.
No, listen, I know they fucked up anyway. You're right.
Yeah, they're just different breeds. It's like them Jeep people. They're just weird.
Yeah. You're right, dog. Them motherfuckers are fucked up.
That's the fucking New York Rob. He's one of the Mopar guys. I don't know what the fuck he's doing with the Camaro.
Really?
That's why he can't handle it. He can't hold the wheel.
Damn.
He ain't used to all that power with them, you know, with the Mopars and shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah.
Man, who else is seeing? I'm forgetting somebody. I got you and Rob off the trailer. Mark Jones, that sweet off the trailer. Alan and Sean Cannon second round. Second takedown. Matt and y'all are second shakedown. Y'all are in Cobalt first round, and me and Marky with Mark Jones first round.
Nice.
Man, I'm missing somebody. I don't know what I'm missing.
Shaq Attack coming, ain't it?
Yeah, he's coming. Yeah, so I got Chris on the list. I got Chris, Marky, Rob, Sean, Mark Jones, Matt Sweet, Alan, Teachman, Daniel Hall, Scotty, Shaq, and then Carlos, I think, is supposed to be there. And then there was a couple other guys, the guy with the stone cold car, and then maybe Bobby Silver. Bobby was hoping to get his ready to come because I think him and Stone Cold might be going to try.
The Daytona, yeah.
Yeah. So I was hoping he'd get his together, and that'd be another one that, you know, could be a potential lock-in. So, either way, it's going to be some good racing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's all going to
be good.
That should be 12 cars without counting Stone Cold and Bobby, as long as Carlos does run. If Carlos don't run, then it's 11. But, I mean, I've had a couple of people hit me up today asking about the rules and different things and wanting to run. So, you know, we may have some other people jumping in, too. So
that's cool.
And we're missing some of the normal guys. I mean, we don't have Jamie. We don't have Angelo. William Brown. All them guys can't make it. So, I mean, ain't no reason that we can't make this thing turn into a 16-car field, you know?
That would be awesome.
I mean, be good money at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because no matter if you got 16 cars or 9 cars, it's 4 rounds, no matter what.
Right.
Once you go over, it's 4 rounds. So I don't give a damn if we got 9 or 16. I mean, you know, still 4 rounds. But, I mean, $500 entry, 16 cars, it's $8,000. Then the promoter puts, you know, some on top. You know, we're talking $11,000, $12,000. Some promoters, you know, give more cars and different things, too. So,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Shit. Well, I'm going to be there with a bottle of Jack. I ain't drinking no cram.
Now we talking, dog.
I can't do no cram. So,
I like
shit,
what you're
man.
Talking.
Yeah, I think my old lady's going to fix some shit, cook some shit for me to bring, too, so we can, Saturday night, I know me and some of the guys were talking about, you know, getting together and hanging out and grid and shooting shit for a while.
Well, look, hey, Brad D, you didn't answer the question. You didn't answer the question. Are you going to get drunk Saturday with the boys?
Man, they ain't getting me drunk night for a race.
Why?
I drink, but I ain't getting drunk. There's a difference.
Oh, so there's a difference.
There's a difference. I get my competitors drunk. That way, they feel like shit the next day.
Okay.
You hear that, JB?
We good with that. I hear that. So they saying they gonna get you drunk. So, okay, that's my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, that's terrible.
I mean, we just welcome them into our town, you know.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, man, I never knew Matt was that close. I never knew Matt was that close to the track.
I didn't either.
See, I'm glad I know, though, because, see, stuff like, man, what I was telling you, Scotty knows. Like, when we go to the Donye race out in Indiana, they would always have something planned for the night before so you could get the fellowship, the drinking, the shit talking.
Correct.
The stuff that you get. Yeah, so that gets you ready to, like, all right, next day you see each other and y'all go into battle. It's about the money. It's a grudge race. But don't forget, just the night before, man, we was partying like fucking animals. But that's where it comes. See, that's where people get grudge race messed up. You can party, be friends, and still gamble and lose money. Stevie didn't say. Stevie said some real good shit on his little video, and it's true. The thing about grudge racing that some people don't like now is the internet. And the reason they don't like it, if I get my ass cracked, right after I probably get my ass cracked, it's a video of me getting my ass cracked, people joking, and I might not get taken. And that's just what it is. But see, I can tell on this phone right now, somebody on this phone is going to lose a race this weekend. But at the same time, they're going to be like, you know what? Fuck it, I got my ass whooped. I'm going to get back up. I'm going to go back out here. See, we might go back to the bar tonight. Fuck it. It's just a race, man. It's a race. You take an ass whooping, you go on about your business, and you go back out there. That's just what it is. It's really what it is.
Oh, yeah. And I'll turn right around, spin that motherfucker right around, come back and get in the lane and try it again.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know, you either win or lose, but if I lose, I'm coming back. It's just like getting in a fight. If you lose, you get your ass back up and you fucking go at it again. That's what I look at.
Well, see, you just said something
You gotta try till you win. Don't give up.
You just said something interesting, Brad, and that's how the new age. See, the new age is so quick to pull a gun and shoot you. Back when, teenage days, you got your ass whooped, but if you got your ass whooped, you either got your shit together and tried it again another day, or you just said, hey, man, we good. I ain't coming back for another ass. You know what I'm saying? It's different now. It is different. It's definitely different.
It is. I tell you, it's terrible. You can't go nowhere. I'm afraid to send the old lady to the store or anything. I mean, it's just, you know, you don't know, you're scared for your kids to go out. I mean, because people are not going to fight you if they got a problem. They're going to shoot you, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Brad, I don't mean to cut you off. You got one more caller in here. And my bad, I was away from my computer. It's an 804 ending in 9756, Brad, ending in 9756.
All right.
804.
Come on down.
I got some noise.
I'm on mute.
Oh, who is that though? Who on mute?
T.
Oh, that's TT.
T, what's up, dog?
Yeah.
Hey, quick question. You guys coming Saturday or Sunday?
Oh, say that again.
You coming Saturday or Sunday?
Coming Sunday.
Sunday? Okay.
We're just trying to get a little action for Saturday if somebody shows up.
Now, you might have to just party your nuts off on Saturday and jump in and get it on Sunday. That's what it looked like.
Man, I don't even know. I'm surprised they'd let us run on Saturday. Man, them Mopar guys just cry and throw a damn fit.
Well, I mean, fellas, I don't know if anybody else got anything they really, you know, they want to get off real quick, but I know I'm probably going to lose y'all in the next few minutes because I'm coming through King William, and if y'all don't know what King William is, it's country. Probably going to lose somebody. So I'd rather end it on a note where at least y'all knew that I was, you know, I'm about to lose you or something. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know, got a baby on the way, shit's happening, this and that, and I really wasn't planning on coming to the track Sunday. But I think I might have to ride up and sit in the stands and see some of this shit.
Hell yeah, you're gonna see it.
It sounds like somebody. I'm gonna tell you,
right?
It's gonna be a lot of ass getting busted. I mean, it is.
Yep.
Yeah. All day long.
And that's a good thing. See, that's what I'm saying. That's a fucking good thing. That's a good thing. And then all I can hear is Fat Albert. Oh, oh, oh.
After that Cobalt flip, G-Unit, they can go back to Mac place and drink a little bit more because they're gonna be depressed. they're gonna be real sad and depressed. Porky gonna be on suicide watch. Wickenburg gonna have his wings clipped.
He got
that. I'm gonna bring you a chair to the line. I'm gonna bring you a chair to the line because after we put on that wind light, you're gonna need that chair.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Porky, I'm gonna need that chair before y'all start racing.
That out. Oh my God.
Yeah, but we're going to have fun, though. It's going to be a lot of blast.
This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Y'all done stirred up smoke. I mean, that was interesting. That was fun.
Oh, man, that was interesting. Yeah, that was just interesting, right? Yeah. Yes, indeed. But let me get off here, JB. I'm going to say I'll see y'all Sunday because I'm going to stop at this truck stop and get me a lot lizard. I mean, a lot lizard?
Oh, my bad.
I got to say a couple. JB, a cup of coffee.
All right. I thought you said lot. I'm about to say you might want to watch out for them lizards nowadays. You might want to watch out.
Hell yeah. But, yeah, I'm going to stop here and get a cup of coffee. So I'll see y'all Sunday, man. Y'all have safe travels up here Sunday or Saturday, and we'll see y'all Sunday.
All right.
I'm gonna do the same thing. Like I said, I'm going through the bushes. But hey, Brad, I want to thank you for getting on here. I want to thank you for getting on here, Brad, because people got to hear a lot of people. Let me tell you something. A lot of people don't have Facebook, so some people get on here on Thursdays just to see. Oh, you know, it'd be a lot of older people, and they just want to hear like, shit, they race this Sunday. Shit, we gotta get to the track, people. I'm glad you just got on here giving people, you, Fat Albert, Scotty G, Porky, whoever got on tonight, Matt Sweet, thank you for coming on, giving people an update on what they're going to see Sunday. When they pay their money at the gate and sit in them stands, they're going to see race. That's really what they want to hear, is what I'm going to see for my money. And thank y'all for giving everybody a heads up on who getting in the paint and who ain't. That's a new one. Who getting in the paint and who ain't.
Yeah. Well, they're going to see some racing. That's a fact. They're going to see some racing. So,
well,
and then we're going to continue next year.
Well, I already know I'm going to get a text in about an hour from Shooter and Marky. Oh, them motherfuckers. That motherfucker Fat Albert. That motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Hey, I told you he's going to drop the mic. As soon as I drop the hammer, he's going to drop the mic. He's going to say, what
the fuck?
That's what's going to happen. Look, he's going to be trying to announce he got the mic in his hand. He's going to have to pick it up and shit. It's going to be some shit. You watch. Watch what I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
All right, fellas. Well, I will see y'all
fellas.
This weekend.
All right.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, fellas. We'll see you Saturday.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Safe travels.
You too.
Yes, sir. Y'all.